The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 24. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on January 20th, 1974, in Hawaii.
Translation: Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods.
Time is very powerful. Another place in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa kasyaiva hi tat prajate ta kovida nalabhate jad bhavatam parajada tallabhate dukha vadanna tasukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa. So, in due course of time, everything happens. That is the nature's law. When I was also a child, I was looking very beautiful, but kalena, in due course of time, I am now old man, a ugly man. Nobody likes. So this is the influence of time. Influence of time. So influence of time will act. You cannot change it. Influence of time, that is nature's law. Devi jisa gunami mama maya, that is maya's strength. How can check? It is not in your power. So this is another question by Dharmaraj to Mother Heart. Whether you are now in tribulation by the influence of time. Surachitam king hitamatta sovagam. So we should remember, sovagam, opulence, can be taken away in due course of time. You cannot check it. Suppose in America you are all fortunate. You have got very nice roads, very nice cars, very nice skyscraper building, government, food, everything, very nice. But in due course of time, everything can be taken. You cannot check it. Shastra says therefore, tasyaiva heta prajate eta kovida. Everything will be taken away and ultimately destruction. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You can find out somebody, the verse. Mrittu sarva harascha ham. Mrittu sarva harascha aham. In due course of time, death will come and it will take everything what you possess. Mrittu sarva harascha aham. That death is Krishna.
Mrityu sarva harascham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirtik shri vakshanarinam smriti medha didikshama. I am all devouring death, and I am the generator of all things yet to be. Among women I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience.
So, Krishna is acting everywhere, by his energy. This kala, this time is also another form of Krishna. Just like Krishna has got various forms. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam. Advaita, one, without second. Achyuta, does not fall. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are part and parcel of God, Krishna. But Krishna is Achyuta. He does not fall down. We fall down. This is the difference. The example is just like the fire, big fire, and the sparks, they are also fire. The quality of big fire and the small sparks of fire, they are the same. Therefore, qualitatively, we are one with Krishna. As Krishna has got propensities, we have got also propensities. Krishna has got creative power, we have also got creative power. In this way, compare anything in minute quantity. Krishna has got independence, full independence. We have got independence, but not full independence. But we have got independence. That is the difference. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. Krishna has got various forms. But his real form is Krishna. God has got many forms, but the original form is that playing on flute, cut in three places, with Varahavatam Samasitam Vidasandarangam, with a feather on the head. These are Vedic description of Krishna. It is not an artistic paint, but it is taken from the Vedic literature. What is the original form of Krishna? Govindamadi purusham tamangvajam. That is the original form. Krishna su bhagavan sayam. Advaita achyuta anadi rupam. Ananta rupam. Ananta unlimited. Unlimited. It is described in the shastras. How unlimited, just like in a big river, you sit down, or out in the ocean, if you count the waves, is it possible? There's no possibility. But there are waves, always, 24 hours going on. But if you want to count them, it is not possible. That is described. Just like the waves of river, or not satiated. You will find the Pacific Ocean in your front. The waves are constantly coming. It is never satiated. So, Krishna's incarnation is also like that. Incessantly coming, one after another. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. So, ananta rupam. How many rupes, how many forms we have seen Krishna's? No, that is not possible. So the conclusion is, all these forms, iti, all these, cha aṃsa kala. Aṃsa means plenary portion, not personal. Aṃsa and kala means portion of the portion. Just like first of all Krishna. Then his next expansion is Balaram. His next expansion is Sankarsana. Next, Aniruddha. Pradyumna. Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. In this way, next expansion Narayan. Then from Narayan, another quadruple expansion. Pratyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarsana. Then Mahavishnu, the origin of this material creation. Jakkarunanabhajali bhajati ismajuga nidramananta jagadanda romakupa. Jakkarunanabhajali bhajati ismajuga nidramanantam. That is Mahavishnu. Jasaika nishyasita kalamathavalambha jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. So, from his breathing, nostril, ananta, unlimited number of potential universe are coming and exhaling, inhaling, and unlimited going within. This is Mahavishnu. This Mahavishnu is also plenary portion of Krishna. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalam jivanti loma vilaja jagadana. So many things are described in the Brahma Samhita. But still he is achyuta, anadi. He has no cause. He is causeless. Sarva-kāruna-kāruna. He is the cause of everyone. But he has no cause. Anādi, ananta. Advaita acchati anādi, ananta rūpa. Ādyaṁ purāna purusam. He is the origin person, original person. Purāna, very old, must be very old. Because everything, janmādhasya-jataha, from him everything has come. Therefore, purāna. Purāna means old. Nutana and Purana. Nutana means just very recently. And Purana means very old. So we are also old. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find this verse. Nitya sāsatayam Purana. Nahannate hannamāne sarīre. Do you remember anyone of you this verse from the Bhagavad Gita? But you don't read. So I am writing all these books simply for selling, not for reading. This is not good. And if somebody asks you, you are so much eager to sell your books, do you read your books? Then what do you say? No, sir, we don't read, we sell only. Our Guru Maharaj writes and we sell. That is not good business. You must read. Why I am writing so many books? Not a single moment waste. If you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, don't lose even a single moment. That should be the first determination. Abhartha kalatyam, Rupa Goswami says. Forget sleeping, eating, mating. This is all material necessity. If you increase these things, then you cannot make any progress in spiritual life. Therefore we say, no illicit sex, no intoxication. You are already intoxicated. Why you are increasing intoxication? This maya means intoxication. Pisachi paile janam otichana. It's like a person when he's ghostly haunted. He calls his father by illness. But he cannot recognize him as father. So, all of us, we are already under the clutches of maya. That is the position of intoxication. And again, intoxication. So, what will be our condition? So therefore it is prohibited. First of all, whatever intoxication you have already got, just try to cure it. Don't increase it. Everything, the physical necessity is met. We have already got it. But it is meant for decreasing, not increasing. Pravittiresaṁ bhūtānāṁ nirvittesu mahāpalam. We have got general tendency. Loki bhavayāmi samadda seva. Everything is there in the śāstra. Nityastu jantu. Jantu means living entities. So, it is eternally existing. Loki, babaya, sex, intercourse. Amisha, eating, non-fruital things. Amisha means which is not fruits and vegetables. Meat, fish, egg, they are called amisha. And they are called niramish. Niramisha means fruits, vegetables, meals, food grains, sugar, these are niramisha. And eggs, fish, meat, and so many other things, they are called amisha. So amisha means these things, seva, eating. And babaya means sex life. Loki, babaya, amisha, madda, intoxication. It is not that Vedic civilization did not know how to eat meat and how to drink liquor. It is all no. But they are private. Don't eat. It is not that they are unknown. Now it is discovered by scientific advancement. Nitya, loke, babaya, amisha, madda, seva, nitya, astu. Nityasti, asti. It is there. It is not that because one is not educated how to use sex life, nobody requires education. It is automatic. But people are now very much advanced in understanding sex life. So many books, Pride Philosophy, this philosophy. Rascal, this is already there. What is the need of philosophy? Without your rascal philosophy, everyone knows how to use sex life. But they are thinking this is advancement. Nityasa, this is already there. Who was speaking yesterday? Jayati. That his niece, 7 years old, she is also dating. So this is already there. So to increase it, no credit. To decrease it, it credit. This is not spiritual life. This is all cheating. Dhokhabaj, they call it. Dhokhabaj. Cheaters. Don't be cheaters. Krishna knows whether you are cheater or you are sincere. If you are sincere, then he will give you intelligence. How is Mitra? Tesam satatajuktaram. Find out this one. Tesam satatajuktaram bhajatam pritipubhagam buddhi yogam dadami ham jinamam upajantite. To whom he gives direct instruction? Satatajuktaram. One who is 24 hours busy in his service. 24 hours. Satata. Satata means, read it.
Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give
the understanding by which they can come to me.
Mr. Krishna is with you. He knows whether you are cheater or whether you are sincere. So therefore he says, those who are sincere and 24 hours engaged in my service, I give them intelligence. What kind of intelligence? As he may come back to me, that kind of intelligence. Back, because that is our aim, back to home, back to Godhead. So, Krishna is prepared to help you, Paramatma. Sarvasya, in another place it is said, Sarvasya chaham ridhishan nivishtam. Read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly and be sincere and make your life successful. Don't be cheater. Read and follow and Krishna will help you. This life. Don't expect another life to prepare. It is guaranteed human life, somebody asking. Even it is guaranteed. Why should you take the chance of another life? Finish this business in this life. Take help from Krishna. Take help from books. Take help from a spiritual master. Why another life? Another life, suppose you get another human life. Is it guaranteed? You may fall down again. So my Guru Maharaj used to say that finish all business in this life. Namo chayatasa samupita mrittum. Finish this business of birth, death, old age and disease in this life. You can do that. This is our main business. Not to make arrangement for eating, sleeping, mating and defending under different guard. Under different pretext. That is not our business. Our main business is, therefore, the kalena sarvatra gavira dangasa. That is said, kalena ba balina balina. Kal, time is very powerful. In time everything can be done. In time you can become very happy, and in time you can become very distressed, very much distressed, unhappy. Time can give. And time is also Krishna. Kala rupin. When you will find in the Bhagavad Gita that in the 11th chapter, just not forget, who are you? The Virat Rupa, the universal form, seeing Arjuna saying, who are you? So he said that I am in the Kala Rupa, in the form of time now. I have come to kill all of them. Therefore our business should be that this life should be utilized only for complete Krishna consciousness. No other business. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. And it is not very difficult. Not at all difficult. Kirtaniya Sadahari. But it is difficult, it is very difficult to chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. Those are not akasta, they become mad simply by chanting. It's not a big. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. Then now I shall go in a secluded place and chant Hare Krishna. It is not possible, sir. It requires great advancement of spiritual life when one can concentrate in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It is not so easy. Therefore, for neophytes, we must have many engagements. In the neophyte stage, if you try to imitate the advanced stage, then it will be simply ludicrous. In the neophyte stage, we must be always engaged. Krishna has got different venues of rendering service. You can serve Krishna in so many ways. Karmana manasa vacha. Itavat janma saphalam dehinam yudhishu. Karmana manasa vacha. Siyam acharit. Siyam acharanam sada. Karmana manasa. We have got three venues. By working, karmana. By thinking, manasa. Karmana manasa vacha. And by speaking, we can do things. Karmana manasa vacha. So, these three dandas sannyas means there are four dandas. One danda is the symbol of his person. And the other three dandas, they are a symbol of his body, mind and speeches. This danda means, perhaps you know, do not know, right on it. So karmana, this danda means, I have taken now vow to engage myself, in whatever assets I have got. So I have got my assets. I can work with my body, I can work with my mind, and I can work by speaking. So three danda sannyas means one who has devoted his life, means his activities, his body and his speeches. That is Tridanda Sannyas. Anyone who has devoted his mind, his body and his speeches for the service of the Lord, he is Sannyasi. Sannyasi does not mean simply changing the dress and thinking otherwise. No. Sannyasi, anyone, it does not matter whether the dress is changed or not. if one is fully engaged by his body, mind and words, such a sannyasi anasita karma phalam karjam karma karoti such a sannyasi, Krishna says, who is sannyasi? Anasita karma phalam. I shall speak for Krishna. What profit he'll get? No matter what is profit, I shall speak for Krishna. That's all. So sannyasi, Krishna says, this is my duty. Karjam. Karjam means duty. It is my duty to speak for Krishna only. That's all. I am not going to speak anything. He is a sannyasi. Anasita karma. Now, if you engage some lawyer to speak for you in the court, immediately bring him $2,000. He'll charge. But a sannyasi will speak 24 hours for Krishna. No expectation of Prabhupada. That is sannyasi. 24 hours engaging the body for Krishna's work. He's a sannyasi. 24 hours thinking of Krishna. He's a sannyasi. This is sannyasi. No other business. Anasita karma phalam karjam karma. Everyone is working for his personal benefit. How much money I shall get? How much name and fame and reputation I shall get? For his personal profit. That is material. That is material. As soon as you work for your personal benefit, that is material. And as soon as you work for Krishna's benefit, that is spiritual. That's all. This is the distinction between material and spiritual. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.